The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 335.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She is a professional network marketer, and you know she's here today to share her story on self-confidence, and I'm just really excited to have her on. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Mi Kim Chavez. Mi, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hey, how are you, Sheena? Thanks so much for having me on. I'm so excited to be on here. A little nervous too, but this is about self-confidence. So here we go. I am a professional network marketer, just as you had introduced me. I'm actually pioneering a new health technology called NRF2 activation. And so in layman's terms, it means like you're slowing down the aging process on a cellular level. And it's also been proven to extend life. I got on that venture because I became a holistic health coach. So I'm really, really passionate about educating and sharing health and wellness information that can really help people to feel better through natural means. I mean, there's a place for the meds, the synthetics and pharmaceuticals, but I always think that we need to get to the root of the problem instead of putting a Band-Aid on the symptoms. So anything that's health and wellness, I am totally fired up about. But in my past life, I worked as an architect and interior design, and even dabbled in fashion design, where I designed and custom made wedding gowns. So, and just a little bit about myself. Personally, I've been married for over 25 years, and we have three amazing kids.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Mi, what's your cultural background?
I am Korean American. I was born in Seoul, Korea, and emigrated to the U.S. when I was 6.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote is from Anais Nin. And I quote, "The day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom."
Thanks for sharing that. And I love that quote, right? Because a lot of us, we fear a lot of stuff, right? We fear risk. It's like, we feel like if we do something crazy, like the risk could be so bad, not realizing the reward could just be just as great as well. And like, we don't really truly come out if we don't have that courage to do what we want to do versus always taking the safe route. So I really love that quote that you mentioned. It's actually the first time I've heard it. So thanks for sharing that. And what would be your definition of self-confidence?
I think there's many, many different definitions, but for today, I think like really knowing who you are and being okay with it and not feeling like you need external affirmation. You know, we go through life, we're always looking for that pat on the back, external affirmation. And then, you know, you really aren't secure because you're not always going to be getting that. So you're always searching for that. And I really find that to be really, really exhausting. So as soon as you forget who you are because you're too busy trying to collect approvals, you know, I just feel like, you know, it's one thing, it's great that people can agree with you and pat you on the back, but that isn't and shouldn't be your ultimate goal. Like when you're in full expression of who you were born to be, I feel like that's self-confidence. And so, yeah, I just feel like you just need to be you and be okay with it, even if you may be different from other people. I love this saying. It says, "Don't follow the masses," because sometimes the M is silent. So like, be dare to be different, you know, be dare to be that 2%er and dare to do the opposite of the masses.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's a great definition. And it's so crazy. Like, you know, we live in a world of like instant gratification, right? It's like social media is like a great example. It's like if we only get 2 likes on Facebook or Instagram, it's like we don't feel like we're worthy. You know,
no, you're exactly right, because I out something on my Facebook and I think it got 0 traffic, like 0 likes. And then I thought, well, maybe I should take it off, you know? And then I thought, no, that's okay, because that's all right, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's like if it's something you believe in, there's no reason to take it down. So Yeah, I mean, I love that definition that you mentioned, like, especially, you know, do the opposite of the masses. Like, you know, that's how we become the person that we are because we're doing something that we love versus what everyone is telling us to do. So thanks for sharing that. And me, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Oh gosh, that's a loaded question. So like I said, I came to America when I was 6 years old, and there were many, many obstacles that kept me from having self-confidence. You know, when you're being called out for being different and sometimes being made fun of by your peers can really, really be traumatizing when you're young. And so, you know, I definitely experienced some of that, and I always felt like I was outside looking in from an early age. But there's also that the challenge of melding like the Korean culture with the American culture, keeping my identity but still blending in with my friends and at school. So it's a really, really fine line to straddle and very confusing growing up when you're young and you don't have that self-confidence. So my parents were holding on to the customs and the cultures of being Korean and making sure that I didn't lose my heritage while I, you know, wanted to ditch all things Korean and be as American as possible like my friends. So it was a real challenge growing up in a predominantly, you know, all white suburb.
Thanks for sharing that. You know, what was that moment in your life when you realized, you know, you could be the person you are today, that you had that confidence to just, you know, separate yourself from the masses? What was that aha moment?
Well, I think it was a really, really slow process. And, you know, I'm 52. I'm going to be 53 years old in April. And I have to tell you, my aha moments came like as recent as last year. Like, I always knew I was different, but I didn't know how that was going to manifest. And, you know, when there's layers and layers of self-doubt and negative self-talk that has set my mindset and perspective of myself, you know, there aren't too many aha moments because you're, like I said, you're just trying to follow the masses and get the affirmations and whatnot. But I can tell you that at 52, I decided to live fearlessly. And my mantra has been, if it scares me, then I must do it. And, you know, a lot of this personal growth that I've gotten has really been accelerated because of the network marketing industry that I'm at. And so I'm so grateful for that. It's probably why I'm so passionate about it. But last year, I'm actually a swim mom to three competitive swim kids for 17 years and more. I didn't know how to swim. And I also had a fear of water. And so, not so much that I couldn't get in the water, but because I didn't have the confidence of floating or swimming, I didn't feel like going into the deep end was, it always made me nervous. And last year, I decided, you know, it's time to learn to swim, especially freestyle. Like, side stroke is not considered swimming. I signed up for adult swim in the summer. It was a 50-meter outdoor pool. I was the one who only grabbed the kickboard and I just kicked away. And I knew how to, you know, somewhat do the breaststroke, but not get my head in the water. But eventually, I had the gumption to put my head in the water and try the rotary breathing and just, you know, the rhythm of blowing out through my nose with my head in the water, then turning my head out of the water to take in air was like the biggest challenge. All the while kicking and reaching and pulling water with my arms. So it takes some coordination. I really have respect for my kids. And then one day, my youngest came with me one day and showed me some techniques for freestyle. And I started slowly getting comfortable doing it. And it was definitely a push to do something that scared me. And I actually signed up for master swimming for a couple of months. So that was a big aha moment for me because I knew that I could, if I put my mind to it, I can do it. You know, it's scary, absolutely. And so that was a big building block for confidence. I also have a fear of public speaking. And so as a holistic health coach, I knew I had to be able to speak in front of people because I'm doing workshops and cooking classes. And so I joined Toastmasters about 3 years ago. And I worked on completing my manual that included, you know, having to do 10 speeches. And on a whim, on a total whim, I entered a humor speech contest, just thinking, okay, just get it over with, you know. And so I won at our club level, and then it advanced me to the area level. I won the area contest, which led me to the division level. Then I won the division level, which took me to districts where I got second. So, you know, these things, you know, I'm just sharing with you that, you know, it really helped me with my confidence. And so these are the two most recent aha moments that I'm building on. And I'm definitely a work in progress. And so I would just say never stop learning and do all the scary things.
Those are some great aha moments. And I love that you mentioned that you just had them last year, right? A lot of people feel like it's too late. They feel like they're too old or they're, you know, it's too late for them. Their boat has gone or sailed. And you were just like, I'm just going to do it. I don't care if I'm 52. I'm just going to go ahead and do it. And it's just a great example. Like, you know, you shouldn't let age or any circumstances get in the way of like building yourself and learning what you're capable of. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
My life is just way more intentional and full of awareness. I think a lot of people just go through life being completely unaware and just going through the motions, but not really being alive. And it's not always like rainbows and unicorns. Like life is messy for everyone. And if you're going to engage in relationships and engage in living fearlessly, it's going to get messy and exciting. It's going to be disappointing and exhilarating. And you're going to have failures and successes. And, you know, going back to like living fearlessly, and if it scares me, then I have to do it. And there will always be obstacles and adversity for everyone. But it's really how you deal with it that determines success or not. So I think like life is a series of short journeys, and you connect them to one long journey train. And it totally rings true to me, that saying that life is not a destination, but a journey.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, those are some great points that you mentioned. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would say first, clean house. Clean house, literally and figuratively. One, I would say let go of all those negative people in your life and negativity in general. You know, like cut out the news, cut out the gossip, and stop living in the past, and, you know, stop the blaming and stop the excuses. Like these are all blocks that keep you from all the good things in life that you deserve. And when your mind and life is full of negativity, then there's no space to receive or attract anything good. So, you know, let go of the past and know that that doesn't define you, but rather brought you here and now. So now it's time to move forward and upward. Number two, I would say surround yourself with positive, uplifting, supportive people, and be with the people that want to be with you and have belief in you. Be with the people that celebrate you and not belittle you or jealous of you or cheat you of things. And then number three, this is really, really, really important. Well, everything's important, but spend every morning doing a routine that will set the right tone for the day.
Thanks for sharing all those tips. Those are all great. And I'm sure our listeners would love these tips that they can use right away. So thanks again. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Oh, absolutely. I am on Me Kim Chavez on Facebook. You can friend me. Just mention that you heard me on Sheena's podcast. I also have a business page, Shine With Me, on Facebook as well as Instagram. If you'd like to learn more about the health technology that I am pioneering, it's mekimchavez.lifevantage.com. And I also have a website, www.shinewithme.com.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with me, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Mi's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Mi for taking the time to share her story with us. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheena. It was a pleasure.
Not a problem. It was awesome having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.